Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brendan Brooks. Here's what's happening. A Pennsylvania state lawmaker is charged with possessing child pornography. KYW's Justin Udo.
Pennsylvania State Republican Senator Michael Fulmer of Lebanon County is charged with sexual abuse of children, possession of child pornography, and criminal use of a communication facility. Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro says the investigation began as a result of a cyber tip reporting that the electronic service Tumblr discovered a user had uploaded an image of child pornography using their app.
Shapiro says the investigation brought them to Fulmer's home in Lebanon County, about 70 miles northwest of Philadelphia. The 63-year-old lawmaker represents the state's 40th district and has been in office since 2007. He's being removed as chair of the Senate State Government Committee. Investigators believe they found the remains of a mother of two who has been missing for 16 years inside a storage locker in Philadelphia. Sources say first thing yesterday morning, someone walked into the Pennsylvania State Police barracks at Belmont, told them she knew where the body of a missing Montoursville mother was hidden. She gave them a locker number, the location of the storage facility on Frankfort Avenue. Officers went to the scene and found most of the remains, minus the victim's legs.
Until dental records and DNA testing can be done, authorities can't positively identify the victim or how she may have died. They are now questioning a person of interest who has a lengthy criminal history, including terroristic threats, assault, and harassment.
That's KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson. That person of interest is expected to be charged with abuse of a corpse and other related offenses. A new payroll system for Philadelphia City employees has been spitting out incorrect checks ever since it was adopted 6 months ago. The police union says it's tired of waiting for a fix, so it has decided to sue. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
Underpayments, overpayments, union dues not withheld, tax rates off. The creation of the new system started under former Mayor Nutter and cost $40 million. Mayor Kenney's Chief of Staff Jim Engler says the city's doing all it can to make it work.
We go through issues that come up and we try and resolve them as quickly as we can to make sure employees are getting paid what they're due as quickly as possible.
Engler believes the city is making steady progress. Well, a former employee sued Philadelphia Gas Works yesterday, alleging discrimination and retaliation. He claims he was fired for reporting racist behavior in the workplace. KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg says that former employee is white.
The lawsuit seeks tens of thousands in damages for back pay and stress resulting from alleged discrimination. The plaintiff, Joseph Dean, claims he heard a white coworker frequently use the N-word and other slurs when referring to black people.
As a human being, he was offended, and he didn't like it. He reported it, and he suffered for it.
That's the plaintiff's attorney, Ike Green. Plaintiff says he was fired after repeatedly reporting racist behavior in the workplace. Well, starting in March, you'll be able to complete Census Bureau questions by phone, by mail, or online. Census Bureau Director Dr. Stephen Dillingham was in Philadelphia yesterday.
It's important to remember that the data collected through the census impacts key decisions made at all levels of government and by businesses and by nonprofit organizations. Besides congressional apportionment, an accurate population count determines how billions of federal dollars are spent each year and how funds are distributed to and by states, cities, and rural communities.
Dillingham says your responses in the census are safe, secure, and protected by federal law. Pet owners are expressing both pride and concern as their dogs and cats make sport and mincemeat of the spotted lanternflies blanketing the city and suburbs. Penn Vets Dr. Katie Morrow says if dogs eat too many of the flashy insects, it could hurt them.
With any of the insects that are out there, dogs that are eating large volumes of them, they can cause irritation or inflammation to the lining of the stomach, and that can cause dogs to be less apt to eat or have vomiting, in some cases diarrhea.
She says cats, who are especially sensitive to toxins, may show different effects like copious drooling.
Or foaming, they might even open their mouth as they drool, and that can be just from taking it into their mouth.
Morrow says if you notice some symptoms in your pet, be safe and make an appointment with the vet. Morrow suggests scheduling an appointment if you notice your pet is doing something strange. That's the All Local. I'm Brendan Brooks. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.